Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Voters head back to the polls today for the runoff election. Some of the major runoffs include the race for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, and Agriculture Commissioner. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Operation Southern Shield is underway across the state this week. Alabama is one of five states taking part in the week-long crackdown on speeding. Officials with the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency say speeding is the number one cause of traffic fatalities in Alabama. Operation Southern Shield continues through Sunday. And the Troy University community will say goodbye to a campus landmark tonight. The former basketball arena, Sartain Hall, is set to be demolished later this year to make room for more parking. The Alumni Association is hosting a farewell event tonight at 5:30. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Will Dismukes, candidate for House District 88, has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismukes has received more than $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Let me repeat that. $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismukes represent? The hardworking, tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery? Big money special interest. These special interest groups' top priority is an immediate 6 cent per gallon gas tax increase with an additional 18 cent per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery swamp dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player beholden to Montgomery special interest groups who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Boone for Alabama House, 512 Tumka Street, Prattville, Alabama.
Hard work, humility, integrity. All values I learned from growing up on a small family farm in West Alabama. I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to put those values and my experience to work for you on the Court of Civil Appeals. I've practiced in the areas of family law, commercial and civil litigation, been an attorney for this court, and a tax court judge for almost a decade. I'm Christy Edwards. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they are written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. It's what I strive to do every day in cases involving some of the most complex laws on the books. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote in the Republican runoff on July 17th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards to Alabama Court of Civil Appeals, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama 36103.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room, and often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services, and draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
83 degrees outside, Sam Morgan is up 65 points. And how are you today, big guy?
I am very well. How are you?
I'm very good, matter of fact.
Good.
Got my eyes checked on and seeing about setting things up.
Yeah, they got some work done this morning.
Yeah, so all that worked out real well. Really appreciate John Swan, personal friend of mine, and really, really great guy at Montgomery Eye Physicians. Let's see, we had a lot of stuff kind of going on here. Everybody's kind of up in arms on the Trump presser, and so that's a big cut of a lot of things that we're doing here. But I want to get to something I did not get to yesterday, as soon as you show me who we've got up on the board here. And by the way, if you're out voting and you want to give us a report, please let us know. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey there, good morning. I voted over in Wetumpka, and it was
7:40 this morning, there were 58 people that had voted before I did.
What polling place?
At the Civic Center.
Ooh, that's not very many for the Civic Center.
No, it's not. And I work in Millbrook, right across from one of the churches there that's the polling place,
mm-hmm.
and it's been very, very slow all day.
Yeah, that's the report I'm kind of getting from a lot of people. Cloverdale had a blast of people, or Huntington had a blast of people early this morning. They voted 77 early, but then when somebody told me 2 hours later, they'd only added they were up to 120 after 2 hours. That's not very many.
Yeah, you're right. That's not. Hey, I know everybody's gonna hate on the president because he didn't insult Putin at the presser. But let me just say something.
Sure.
Here's the thing. They go, oh, well, he's not an ally. No, he's not an ally. So they're trying to say, he's not an ally, so let's just piss him off on the global stage. I mean, come on, dude. Kim Jong-un ain't an ally, but he was, nice. And look what's going on over there. So I think the Republicans are getting their panties in a bunch because they don't know what went down in the room, and B, Trump, they didn't say what they wanted him to say. Big deal. Get over it. Do something like, pass a border bill or something,
Yeah. Yeah, and I tell you, Joe Scarborough was just awful today. And all the Dems, which mean I put Joe Scarborough in that category, are saying the same thing. What does Putin have on Trump?
Right.
Schumer, Pelosi, Joe Scarborough, all of them are saying that. And yesterday, Haley on Meet the Press Daily implied it. She basically asked the question, but that is a new Democrat talking point.
Well, and Kyle, I was just telling Dan off air that I'll put it this way. If I had to choose between what the Democrats wanted Trump to say to Putin and what Trump said yesterday, I would choose neither. I get Trump's charm offensive tactic. I think that is wise when it comes to Russia. I think he could have done it in a better manner. I don't think
he should have.
The one line where I don't see why they would have any reason to meddle. I was like, oh, come on, man.
That was a little over the top. But here's the thing, too. He said he'd rather, and this was what I took away from the whole thing and made my heart feel good, when he said he'd rather chance, pissing some political people off and getting peace for the country than gambling with peace to make politics happy.
That is a good line.
That's strong.
Yeah.
I mean, that's strong to me.
That is.
Well, the difference between where he is right now and where he could have been is a handful of words, is basically what it amounts to. Kyle, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. I want you to have a great day.
Thank you.
Let me go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good day, sir. Hey, I went down Sweet Creek Saturday.
Yeah?
Get my basket.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's your fault. I'm going to blame it on you. I got to go back.
All right. Did you meet Karen or Reed Ingram?
I sure did. Met both of them.
That's great.
Great people. Great employees.
Yeah, from top to bottom, that is a great place. And everybody keeps telling me about the watermelon cake.
They were giving away free watermelons on Saturday.
Oh, were they?
Wow.
Yeah.
Whatever
you bought, you got a free melon.
By the way, today from 11 to 1, so you have 45 minutes to do this, you can get a large basket of peaches for $11.
Mm.
But that ends at 1 o'clock today.
I got them Saturday.
Oh, good.
I got the peaches, tomatoes, big slab of ribs, potato salad, sauerkraut. And still got two $10 gift cards left over.
Oh, wow. Man, you're rocking and rolling there.
So I'm going back down and try the Cuban that you keep talking about. So.
The Cuban is delicious.
The Cuban sandwich is spectacular.
I'm going to try it this weekend. So. All right, sir. I just want to let you know that I did get it down there, and I thank you, sir.
Thank you, Clint. Appreciate you listening.
Have a good day, sir.
You too. Let me go to Master Thespian.
Hello. Greetings and hallucinations, one and all.
How are you today?
Doing well. Just voted a few minutes ago at the Vaughn Road Church of Christ.
Yeah.
And the first time, and I think my memory, I did not have a line. I walked right in, went right up to the table. They had the table I was at. They had 160. I was a 169 on the Republican roll. They had 81 on the Democrat roll. The machine I voted at had 312 voters. So you can multiply that by three. They had three machines. So a little bit less than 1,000, I would think.
Well, actually, it doesn't go. It doesn't really. People gravitate towards a machine. So if, you know, it's kind of like the first one you come to. Yeah, I think it's probably because that would be that's one of the largest Republican boxes in Montgomery County, and it can vote 2,000. So it would be highly unlikely that they would be voting 1,000 this early.
Right. So we'll see what happens after the lunchtime rush. But it was kind of creepy because it was.
So, Bone Road Church of Christ used to have three stations that they had divided the alphabet up three ways. Did they do the same thing today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
And you had your choice there. You could. They were asking, are you voting the Republican or the Democrat? Once you signed in, then they gave you a gold ticket and gave your ticket to someone at a desk, and they gave you the right ballot and a pen, and you were good to go.
I appreciate the telephone call and appreciate the information. For some reason, Master Thesme, I thought you were from Wetumpka. Why did I think that? I know, because of the Playhouse.
Right, because of, you know, I've done things at Wetumpka Depot. I've done things at Millbrook. I'm on the board of directors of the Prattville Way Off Broadway Theater. So I get around, man.
I know.
I love the place.
You're a vagabond.
See, today you am, so I'm all over the place.
There you go, my friend. You have a good one.
All right, y'all hang in there. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Master Thespian. Sharon, hang on for me. I want to remind folks that, you know, getting your electric panel upgraded, that was our discussion last week. Now what we're doing is we're talking about backup generators.
Mm.
Backup generators, because when you don't have the power, like in Little Bay Route where I live, that power goes out. I've got a battery backup now for my house so I can run my computer, run my phone, and do all of that and fans and things like that, and I'm fine. But I'm considering getting a whole house generator like my next-door neighbor has. But you may want to take a look at that. They're giving you a seven-year warranty, absolutely free on the generator. But this is what you've got to do. You've got to take some action here. And the action is to call Mr. Electric and get them to come out, survey your house, and give you a price on a generator. Now, you can't beat that. That's easy. What's it going to cost? Nothing. They're going to give it to you as an estimate. So it's 334-269-8886, 269-8886. Mr. Electric, generator, and I'm telling you, the lights will go off somewhere in Montgomery County soon because of these storms coming up. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
July, vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
And it seems the turnout's going to be a little light here.
Yeah, I saw that activity over at Huntington when I was driving out of the neighborhood earlier this morning, but must have died down.
Yeah, Angela texted, was my first text I got. She had just voted. She said it was a pretty good crowd, 77 people, and it was like 7:25 in the morning. Now, that was a pretty good number, but then my next report, which is like 2 hours later, like I said, is only at the 130, and then David Grimes just gave me a report, and David said Huntington's at 183. Now, that's 4 hours, and only did 50.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a before-work rush, and that was about it. A few people have trickled in during lunchtime.
272-9228. A reminder, first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Plus, open to any callers, the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket that you heard Clint talk about. It's a heck of a deal, yeah, boys
really
and girls.
Is.
And they have the peaches on sale right now. Large basket for $11, but it's going to end at 1 o'clock. So I would get my little you-know-what down there and grab them and and get a basket, a large basket for $11. That is a bargain. I've seen those as high as $23. Representative Ratcliffe was owned in Meadows, but this is Ratcliffe. He's talking about the Lisa Page testimony. Now, how much publicity has this gotten? How much coverage has it gotten? Very, very little. But let's listen to what he says.
There are differences in their testimony. In many cases, she admits that the text messages mean exactly what they say, as opposed to Agent Strzok, who thinks that we've all misinterpreted his own words on any text message that might be negative.
Okay, so Lisa Page, who is finishing testimony today, it was Friday, yesterday, and today, her she's basically saying, look, what we said is what we meant, which is completely counter to Peter Strzok. And she is very cooperative with the group, it seems. And she seems to be also adding other people into this. Now, remember, Lisa Page was the legal person for the FBI in the Comey and also in the McCabe office. She was directly attached to, when you look at a flow chart, it's Comey at the top, deputy at the second, and then Lisa Page off on the side to Andrew McCabe, as if McCabe and Lisa Page are kind of the same. So she was the attorney for the director's office. And this has some real implications that if she basically is saying, well, no, what was said is what was said, and that's what it meant, then that's in direct conflict with Peter Strzok. And Peter Strzok, who we knew he was lying. I mean, just the way he was acting, you knew he was lying. But Lisa Page is doing the honorable thing. She's an attorney, and she knows how much trouble she can be in. I think Peter Strzok thinks he can beat it.
Yes, Strzok came across as very combative, smug, smarmy even.
Squarmy, I love that. And I think he fears an interview with an FBI agent. I don't think he fears anything from the House, because what are they going to do to him?
Well, and if there are discrepancies between their two accounts, we'll see where that goes. I mean, I'm stepping back and wondering, do these guys actually investigating this in the Congress know what they're doing? Half the time I go, okay, this has played out for so long. And I know the documents are being slow walked, their hands are tied in some ways. But I feel like we've been here before, and they haven't always delivered. So I hope they're not just squeaking.
There's some other information that came about from Maria Bartiromo's future show that comes in on Sunday. I really like it. She always has good guests. But she had Nunes back in, and he gave us some kind of interesting information here. Now, this is a series that we're going to do, that we're taking apart. But it's going to be talking about a report, and the Mueller report about the 12 Soviets or Russians that they indicted. Well, guess who knew about this a long, long time ago? Devin Nunes. Let's listen in.
These Russian indictments, we could have known about them earlier this year when you actually came out with your report back in March, and then the findings released to the public at the end of April. I've got the report right in front of me. Your reaction to these indictments?
Well, we knew about this a year and a half ago. Almost everything in the indictment we knew about. In March 22nd, we released our findings that you have in front of you right there. Those findings were available March 22nd. If you remember, the media mocked us.
Yes, I do remember.
They made fun of the Republicans. They said it was a whitewash.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats said it was a whitewash. Nearly everything the Democrats said about our report was that it was a whitewash. Then we had to fight with the intelligence agencies and the Department of Justice so that they would not redact and they would declassify our report. That was finished in April. So this entire report that you have in front of you, including all you had to do was get to page 4, and you only had to read chapter 2, and you would have had nearly everything that's in the indictment.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Look at all these redactions that you can actually see on the screen.
And it's page after page of that. And actually, there's more in this report than what's in the indictment. Okay? And this is what's very frustrating. So it's great that they indicted Russians. Yes, they did bad things. I mean, they're always up to bad things. We know that. They have very sophisticated intelligence capabilities in Russia. And they're constantly attacking the United States and our allies. However, in the indictment, they leave out some really important people that they also went after. So the indictment plays like they're only going after the Democrats, when Bob Mueller and all his investigators and his lawyers know for a fact that they also targeted Republicans. Mm. Why is that not in the indictment? It makes the indictment look ridiculous.
Okay. So
I'm not saying they shouldn't be indicted.
The Russians were targeting both Democrats and Republicans.
And Republicans.
Yeah.
And they know that. It's in our report. So why doesn't the Department of Justice allow this to be declassified so the American public can see that?
Okay, so over a year ago, he knew what Mueller all of a sudden throws out on the table on Friday. The place where he referred to, chapter 2, page 4, the finding is Russia conducted cyber attacks on U.S. political institutions 2015, 2016. Russia state actors and third-party intermediaries were responsible for the dissemination of documentations and communications stolen from U.S. political organizations. The Russian government and RT, Russia TV, or Russia Today, to advance its malign influence campaign during the 2016 U.S. presidential election, and then Russia intelligence leveraged social media in the attempt to sow social discord and to undermine the U.S. electoral process. Let me go to a break. Coming back, we're going to play more Nunes because he's got some other discoveries that you have not heard on the news.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. Look at the way.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer's calling for hearings about President Trump's private meeting with Vladimir Putin after the president seemed to accept Putin's denial of Russian election meddling.
I'm ashamed of it. Every American should be. No previous president would be that naive or that weak. No serious leader would allow themselves to be taken in so easily.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says there's no doubt the Russian government meddled in our election and others around the world. A man suspected of killing three people in the Houston, Texas area is under arrest.
Jose Gilberto Rodriguez was spotted driving one victim's missing car, and police caught him.
There is a pistol inside the vehicle.
Harris County, Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez.
So it was possible that he was looking to score his next victim.
Rodriguez was also wanted for shooting and wounding a bus driver.
Fox's Evan Brown. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a forecast you've heard before. Partial sunshine today, another hot one. High temperature in the lower 90s. Heat index will be near 100, with scattered showers and thunderstorms most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Fading out tonight, low 75. For tomorrow, with a high temperature in the low 90s again, a generous supply of showers and storms as a front moves through the state. But then by Thursday and Friday, not as many storms. The storms thin out. Spotty afternoon and evening storms. High temperatures by then in the middle 90s. Our weather app is a great companion on the road because it knows where you are. Take it on vacation. It will give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, plus instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.272-9228, that's where we are. Yeah, Devin Nunes not making a lot of press. Lisa Page and what she's doing not making any press. The only kind of coverage I've seen of it is on Fox, and it's been a little sparse there on Fox. You don't have the normal Catherine Herridge roaming the halls and talking to representatives. So the one with Ratcliffe, that was Herridge that was doing that. So let's go now, say, with Nunes, because this is very interesting here. So they knew about this a year ago, and they actually knew more than what is in the Mueller report.
The other thing is that these people are never going to see justice, right? I mean, we don't have jurisdiction over these people. They're not going to come to the U.S., and so they really won't actually be held accountable.
Right. They're intelligence officers, so they're not going to be held accountable. It doesn't mean, though, that we shouldn't call out Russia for attacking our conducting cyber attacks on our systems.
But the timing of this, I mean, they released this right after the Peter Strzok hearing. And your point is, we knew all of this a year ago. Why is now the time to make these arrests and not a year ago when you actually had the information?
Well, I have to call into question. You knew about this a year and a half ago. You for sure knew it because you got our report. So you for sure knew it by March and April of this year. And then it looks like all the Mueller team did was validate our report, indict some Russians, and leave out, I think, some very pertinent relative of evidence that the American public should see, which is, you know, why we continue to have to fight. This report has been mocked by the media, has been mocked by the Democrats, and still is mostly redacted by the Department of Justice and the intelligence agencies.
Okay, so he's basically saying, you know, well, the timing seems kind of suspicious here. So Nunes is going to kind of continue on here, and he's going to be saying that if you could read the report, the Mueller investigation indictments would look, his words, ridiculous.
And all of these redactions really underline a common theme, and that has been obstruction on the left. You know, you look at that Peter Strzok hearing last week, and there was so much obstruction on the Democrat. They were trying to change the subject. They were trying to stop the questioning of what went on during the 2016 election. So how are you going to get to the information when you see you're in a catch-22 situation? Because every time you want to know why the Trump collusion investigation launched in the first place. But when you ask that question of Peter Strzok or anybody else in the FBI, they're going to say, we can't talk about it because it's an active investigation, and it is by the special counsel.
Yeah, so there's a couple of points I think that are important. So we have before July 31st of 2016, we have asked the Department of Justice for months and months and months, I've said on your show, did you run informants? How many informants did you have? Before the investigation was even open, how much did you pay these informants to run into Trump campaign or officials or associates? Because the Department of Justice is trying to say, and the FBI, that they didn't do anything until after July 31st. So we're still waiting on that information. I think that is really important information the American people should know. The second biggest problem we have is that the President of the United States has got to declassify this. Why was, if the President of the United States would have declassified this, if you go through page after page after page of this, okay, the Mueller indictment would look ridiculous today if this was unredacted and declassified.
Okay. By the way, you remember how the FBI attorney, when Strzok was there, he would Strzok would like look back and say, "Do I, you know, give me some advice?" And he would say, "In advice of counsel, I cannot talk about an ongoing investigation." Well, Lisa Page would be there, and they would ask a question, and the attorney would try to stop her, but she would go ahead and answer it. Talk about freeing. Now, remember, she's an attorney, so there's something different there. And I think she's trying to get all the cards out on the table. I think she feels bad about what happened. She knows it was wrong, and I think she knows that there's going to be a house of cards that are going to be tumbling down. She didn't want to be one of the cards that was playing, was an obstruction versus a card that was helping them out. Because that tells me more than anything. When you have an attorney who starts cooperating with folks, they know what the deal is. They know exactly what the deal is. Because it's not going to be the FBI agent that's going to probably, it's going to be an attorney. It's going to be a prosecutor who's an attorney. And she knows if I'm cooperating and I'm helping, then all these other people are going to be in a lot worse trouble than I'm going to be in. And all I'm doing is telling the truth. Okay, so here Nunes is going to be talking about the declassifying the report and documents.
Because there is a big portion of the country that will say, oh, he's trying to get in the middle of an investigation, which is why I asked the president 2 weeks ago when I sat down with him in that exclusive interview with President Trump whether or not he's going to declassify these documents. Listen to this. Why don't you just direct your subordinates to get those documents over to Congress? Are you going to do it?
The one thing I want to stay uninvolved in, at least for now, I may get involved.
Okay.
But I've been told by so many people, don't get involved. You know,
Congress
other people got
documents.
Involved and it's not good. And they'll get the documents, and it's getting, and they're getting them.
Meanwhile, there's an op-ed in this weekend's Wall Street Journal, and the title is After the Strzok Stonewall, basically saying we're obviously not going to get to the truth through the legal process. The president has got to declassify. Do you think he'll do it?
Well, I think he has to, and I think this is a great example of it. It's not just about Strzok. It's not just about the FISA. Now you have information in our report here that he should have already declassified, and I think then the American people, you know, would have known. I mean, we basically wrote the indictment for Mueller. I mean, the House Republicans, without the support of the Democrats, wrote the indictment for the Mueller special counsel, essentially, and information that we've had for over a year. So now you have Strzok, who is stonewalling Congress, not answering questions, looks very foolish. You add on to the fact that you still have the FISA that's sitting out there that should be declassified so the American public can see it. Because what is consistent in all of this investigation for a year and a half? House Republicans come out and say something, and then we get attacked by the mainstream media, mocked by the mainstream media and the Democrats. But every time when the truth eventually comes out, we're proven right. And we will be proven right again if the FISA, majority of the FISA is declassified so the American public can make up their mind. You know, were the counterintelligence agencies abused by the Obama administration or were they not?
Okay, now let me go back to Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. You remember, they were texting back and forth, and we go all the way back to March. And he is talking about the Clinton email investigation. He's talking about wrapping it up, talking about we need to stop him, Donald Trump. And that is before the July 31st start date for this. And I think what we're going to do is this thing's going to get time-stamped. I think the latest it could be would be in June or the very end of May. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to find some shenanigans going on way before that. So Lisa Page may be a vital person in this thing. And Peter Strzok going in and saying the things that he did and saying, no, I didn't mean that and stopping him. I was talking about the American voters stopping him. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He meant you stopping him. And the question is, did they have any pillow talk or talk that she heard him say to her the way, the plan that they were going to do it? If that's the case, then she could have a kind of a treason deal. But here's the thing. Talk about collusion. This is some serious collusion. Joey, I think I mismarked one. It's the one of the 42 witnesses. That's the last one, so don't do that one. Do this one here. Special counsel and talking about Putin.
What happens now? And, you know, whether or not you think we're going to see accountability here?
I think you only see accountability if there is either a second special counsel that investigates all of this, or there's somebody that is outside of the leadership of the Department of Justice who can run a real investigation on abuse of power and other issues.
What should the president ask or speak to Putin about?
Well, the president has to be told. Well, number one, I would say don't hand a reset button over like the Hillary Clinton did.
Yeah,
right? That's number one. Number two, what he's doing with Europe and NATO is what's needed to be done for a long time, which is one, pay your fair share, and two, we cannot allow Eastern Europe to rely on Russian gas. The Germans are building pipelines, getting Russian gas, feeding the Russian beast, right? While the Germans are only paying 1.3%. So yeah. I laugh about all these people who are saying that Trump shouldn't meet with Putin. Trump has done more on the highest issues at the most important level, pointing them out to the Europeans and the American people, that you've got to stop buying gas from Russians and you have to beef up defense in Poland, Romania, and the Baltics. That's what needs to happen. And only by force, brute force, will Putin understand anything. And we should give the president the room to do that.
Okay, so we also know that the RNC was hacked, too. The Mueller did not mention that in his indictment. That was not even mentioned. Nunes did mention it. But now he's going to go in and talk about 42 other witnesses. Now, this is hitting in the State Department. Going back to the Obama people, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but this guy is, he's drilling for oil on this thing. This guy is really pushing it. Let's listen in.
At this point, we've got, 25 or 26 Russians that have been indicted. The number of Russians colluding with Donald Trump, zero. Five Americans indicted, four of them for lying to the FBI and Manafort for 20-year-old bank fraud. So there are reports today that the special counsel is looking to wrap this up by the end of the summer. Do you believe that?
I don't believe it. I mean, I hope that's the case, but they look way too political to me. Because every time it seems like something comes out, struck or before that, we had when the FISA stuff came out, the special counsel always seems to be reactive to try to, I think, create narratives. And maybe that's not the case, but it sure looks like the case.
So where does your investigation stand now into the State Department and into really how this launch took place of the Trump-Russia?
We are waiting on the Department of Justice to give us that information before July 31st, which for week after week after week, they continue not to do it. They did provide a lot of documents that are aiding us in our investigation. And then we have kicked over 42 names. Strzok and Page are two of those 42
names. But also Glenn Simpson is on that list.
Yeah, so there's, and those, we kicked it to the task force from the Oversight Committee, in which Mr. Ratcliffe is on this task force. We need these people interviewed on camera.
Now, here's a question for you. So Mueller is watching the news, and Mueller obviously hears things, so finds out about the text. He fires Strzok and takes Page off the case also. She was on the Mueller probe. But why isn't he going back and looking at how did this start? Because if he is picking up the case from Peter Strzok of the Russian collusion, if that's what they're really talking about, why doesn't he go back and look at that and see what's in front of that? Because that would matter. Because if it was completely contrived, and the whole thing about Peter Strzok saying, well, if I really wanted to hurt Donald Trump, I would have let the information out that there was an investigation. Well, you wouldn't have done that if it was a false investigation, because you would have showed your hand on that, and they would have been beaming in on you. You were actually trying to keep it quiet, because then they would have had the goods on you. Because somebody would go, what are you talking about, investigation? But this is where I get suspicious of Mueller. He did not mention the RNC. When you go back and you read it, they're using the information from the company, the IT company that looked at the server. FBI has never seen the server. That seemed a little opportunistic to me. News Talk 93, we're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Don't you
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is Troy King. I'm the Republican running for Attorney General. My opponent, Steve Marshall, the real Steve Marshall, he's a Democrat. Appointed by a Democrat, ran as a Democrat alongside Nancy Pelosi, gave thousands of dollars to Democrats in their liberal agenda, including abortion. Marshall even had an Obama bumper sticker. The bottom line is, Steve Marshall betrayed us. He took a crooked appointment from Robert Bentley and then let Bentley off the hook, because that's what Democrats do. Enough is enough. It's time to end the deal-making that's made Montgomery a cesspool of corruption. Steve Marshall knows that the only way a Democrat can get elected Attorney General of Alabama is by pretending to be a Republican. Don't let Steve Marshall get away with it. I'm Troy King, the Republican for Attorney General. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, P.O. Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You're the one girl in town I'd marry. 272-9228. That's where we are on election day. Hope you guys will get out there and vote. I'm going right after the show. You know, you said when you drove by Huntington that it was kind of sparse, or was
no? It looked like actually pretty good activity, and that was about 8:30.
I guess all the people that live out in the, our areas that drive downtown for work don't want to wait till after, so they'll do it on the way in, as they would say. Let's see which way we want to pick up. I want to send you an email, if I may, please.
Okay.
Let's see. So everybody just went up in arms on Donald Trump. They are going crazy. Senator Ben Sasse, Flake, everybody. Paul Ryan had to say, hold a press conference saying, we believe the intelligence agencies, not Putin type thing. But it's kind of crazy the way some of these folks have weighed in on this. Let's start out with CBS. Officials doing damage control, meaning the Trump White House.
President Trump is standing firm after a tidal wave of criticism following his summit with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. His strongest critics called his remarks treasonous. The president stood next to Putin and seemed to accept his denial that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election, downplaying U.S. intelligence assessments that show Russia was involved.
On his way home from the summit, the president tweeted this: I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but he also continued to praise Putin, the man others called an enemy of the United States. Weijia Zhang traveled back from Helsinki with the president. She was on board Air Force One.
Senior administration officials tell CBS News there is an effort underway to clean up the mess created by President Trump's comments yesterday. Officials want him to say he believes U.S. intelligence over Putin and to make clear there will not be any effort on the part of the U.S. to cooperate with Russia on the Mueller probe.
He said, what a shame. He felt it was very hard for me to make a deal because of, you know, all of this nonsense.
President Trump blamed the Russia investigation for deteriorating U.S.-Russia relations and last night continued his praise of the Russian president.
I thought that President Putin was very, very strong.
And see, that's what got him wrong, is that it's like Putin gave you a strong answer, so you believe Putin over your intelligence agencies, and that's where he's having the problem. And I'm not sure how he walks this back. I'm not sure if he wants to walk it back. He just, you know, Trump normally is going, okay, I'll take the slings and arrows that are coming my way. But it just really is a shame that the difference between good or okay and excellent was just a handful of words. And he should have known that the press was going to do this, that the press was going to ask about it. And he, and if he would have said, look, I told him, you know, this is what we know. And he said, it didn't happen. I said, well, this is what my folks tell me, and I trust my folks. And then, does that imply that, well, then I don't trust Putin? Because I tell you what was really interesting was the Chris Wallace interview with Putin.
That was fascinating. I was able to watch it with closed captioning as I was, you know, sitting in on Greg's show. I think this, what happened yesterday, being able to watch the press conference some this morning, Trump essentially shooting from the hip, it got him in trouble in this case. If he had simply said, I think the Russian investigation is a distraction, it is hurting relations, I believe the assessment of my intelligence community. President Putin denies it. He can deny it all he likes, but that is small potatoes to the greater game and competition going on. And I can tell you right now, we respect Russia, but we're going to beat them on the world stage. We're good competitors. We're rivals. And that is why we're going to beef up NATO, import more natural gas from the United States to Europe, and good luck, President Putin. and do it kind of with a wink and a smile.
I think that might have been a little too aggressive.
That might have been, but that's what's going on.
Yeah, well, but you take that and cut it in half and do the same thing. I mean, basically say, this is what he said. You know, we challenged him on it. We talked at him in great length, and he vehemently denied it. And but I'm staying with my folks and see how they react to this. Let me play the second part of the CBS story. Red Top, you're gonna have to hang on for me though.
Earlier, the president sided with Vladimir Putin over his own U.S. intelligence agencies, which have concluded the Russian government interfered in the election.
I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today.
Friday, Special Counsel Robert Mueller announced an indictment against 12 Russian intelligence agents for interfering in the election.
May I give this to you to look at, sir?
During an interview with Chris Wallace, Putin refused to look at the special counsel's indictment against his agents.
Russia, as a state, has never interfered with the internal affairs of the United States.
The president also seemed open to Putin's offer to have Russian intelligence assist in the case.
He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer.
And Putin seemed to laugh off a question about having compromising information on President Trump.
They have no information on Trump. One thing you know, if they had it, it would have been out.
After President Trump sided with Putin over his own Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, Coats shot back yesterday in a statement saying the intelligence community has been clear about Russia's meddling in the election and its ongoing effort to undermine our democracy. Despite everything, a White House official tells CBS News the president feels very good after the summit.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Moore Show will return with Red Top right after our top of the hour break.